Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
And here we go again.
Here we go again.
So I've got a sort of a story to start out with.
Right out of the bat. All right, let's go.
Just a quick little story. I went to meet my girlfriend at the grocery store the other day. This was last week. I get out of my building. I live in the Tenderloin in San Francisco, which I wouldn't say is, I wouldn't call it a bad neighborhood, but it's not necessarily what you would call a nice neighborhood. You know, it's got its share of issues. But so there are always, you know, there are always lots of police cars and fire trucks and ambulances roaming around and whatever. But this was the first time I had ever seen plainclothes police officers busting someone. So I crossed the street just outside my building, and there's this sort of like scuffle going on. And I noticed that there are these cars that are totally unmarked that are just sort of like hanging on the corner of the road. But the only distinguishing feature about them is they have these huge antennas on the back.
Ah.
And you know, like it's just sort of weird, but I cross the street and I have to go right past them. So I walk right past them and I see that there are these guys just in like t-shirts and shirts, like busting a guy and putting him in handcuffs. And then they take him and put him in the back of that car. I was like, whoa, that's weird. I walk onto the grocery store and, you know, there happens to be some more like police activity going on a little bit more down the road. I go get some groceries, meet my girlfriend, and we're walking back, and I'm telling her this on the way. I'm like, man, there was a lot of police activity, and I saw some guys doing like a plainclothes bust on a dude, and she was like, wow, that's weird. And we're crossing the street to get back to our building, like we're just half block away, and I make eye contact with this woman dressed in like a pink jumpsuit kind of thing, like maybe not a jumpsuit, like what do you
like a tracksuit,
like a tracksuit, a bright pink tracksuit, and she's wearing sunglasses, but I can tell she looked right at me because like we made like brief moment of eye contact and she kind of like smiled.
Yeah.
But like it was kind of like, oh, I didn't want to make eye contact with her really, but whatever. She was kind of like an older, trying to look younger looking lady, you know?
Okay.
Like maybe in her mid 40s or thereabouts, but sort of with, you know, some rough years on her. and so and she's wearing this weird outfit, and so she's a bit in front of us as we're crossing the street, and she meets these two guys and they're walking down the street in front of us, and I would say we get to our door of our building, and all of a sudden a car screeches up and pulls onto the sidewalk.
Oh my God.
And my girlfriend points out to me, she's like, whoa, you almost killed those guys. I look over and these guys all jump out of the car and they grab the two guys that, like one guy took off across the street, but they got another car got him, and they grab the two guys that were talking to this lady. And they put them in like handcuffs, and I realized, oh, it's like a sting operation, you know? And they don't bust the lady in the pink. Which, and so Emily, my girlfriend, and I go up to our apartment, and we look out the window onto the street, and there she is on the other side of the street, just sort of like standing awkwardly as the situation gets cleared up. And it's sort of like, okay, either she's a police officer,
right,
or she's like an informant,
yeah,
or they just got enough evidence to incriminate the guys and not her in what, and we're like, okay, it's either prostitution or a drug deal.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I couldn't think of any other options that it could be, but it was like she was dressed weirdly enough that it could be prostitution, but at the same time it was like there are plenty of prostitutes in my neighborhood and none of them wear tracksuits.
She was very coordinated.
Yeah, well, the prostitutes are coordinated in their own way. But I think the thing was that no female prostitutes wear pants.
That's a You know, I can't really profess to have an opinion on this.
I just thought I'd share.
But I think you, I mean, that does seem right.
No.
Like, based on the pictures I've seen on, like, you know, like, shows or, like, even the internet. And I have driven through the Tenderloin a couple of times.
You've never gotten out of your car.
Well, it's kind of right on the way, like, when you take Hyde, or no, Larkin.
Right.
Well, if you get off the highway, it's perfect for going up that, and Larkin's timed.
Yeah.
So, and then I've driven, and once, I think it was pretty late, it might have been like 1 a.m, and I'd never actually seen a woman of the night, as it were.
You never? Really?
No.
Oh, they're all over the place.
Well, now I have. Oh. But before I had done that, I was like, you know, I'd always like kind of heard of it, and like, you know, you see it on TV, or like hear about it in the stories, or like in paper or whatever, but I'd never actually seen one.
Okay.
And as it turns out, I don't know if this actually was a woman of the night.
Oh, no, yeah, this is a dude.
It was
I would say half the women of the night are dudes.
Right, right. So it was a fella of the night. But but it looked like a woman, and she, he, it, them were not wearing pants. They were wearing skirts or something that. A mini skirt, I guess.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, it was interesting that I saw it was like on the way to the grocery store they bust a guy. And on the way back from the grocery,
right.
It was like, it was just one day of like heavy vice squad action or something like that. And then I was like, I mean, of all the bad stuff that's going on in my neighborhood, I really think the dudes who are just sort of randomly trying to pick up a prostitute is not on the worst end of it. Like, there's a lot of drugs and there's a lot of like, just sort of like bad treatment of people by one another going on there.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, because it's like, you know, I think they on the last ballot they had that initiative to possibly decriminalize, or I guess decriminalize is kind of a loaded word, mm-hmm. or it's a kind of like a word that means a lot of different things. But
doesn't it just mean make legal?
Well, see, that's the thing. Does it mean make not legal or make legal, or does it mean to not enforce it? But they had a measure that would say that the police department was not allowed to enforce prostitution laws, or not allowed to spend money on the enforcement of.
Hmm.
So, in other words, this thing where, like, probably had a special police officer go out there and like look for this and bust people, they would not be allowed to do that. But you know, if you happen to be standing there and then like this, you know, this stuff was clearly happening, it's like, all right, dude, I got to take you in now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the same thing with decriminalizing marijuana. Maybe. You know, it's still illegal, but dude, you don't do it in front of me, I don't do it in front of you, you do it in your apartment, I don't care.
Right.
But if you're on the street and you're selling it, you know, and you're trying to sell it to me, then I'm a police officer, I'm going to have to bust you. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I can't do anything about this.
Hey, officer, you need something to help you through your day.
Well, yeah, like a Coke or like a...
It's a long day, isn't it?
Maybe a coffee, double espresso or something like that.
Or some weed.
Okay, we're going to have to go downtown now. I was trying to help you out, man, you know. But yeah, I mean, I guess they kind of like, what is, and then you hear about people discussing what is the vice in prostitution at all, you know.
Well, I think in a lot of cases there's definitely, you know, a sex trade and all that, that's like slavery and whatnot. And I don't know, I mean, like, to be honest, like, you see the people who are prostituting themselves, and they are not healthy people.
No.
You remember hearing about that Heidi Fleiss, the Hollywood prostitute? She had sort of a business going.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like, I don't know. I mean, she made a living, you know, that was a lot of money, which makes it sound weird. Now it's like, oh, well, if you can make a lot of money, then it's okay. But I don't agree with that. I think there's something... Well, wow, we might actually be getting at something here. Is there a moral element to sex, or is it just a commodity like food?
Well, you know, it's like the difference between the Heidi Fleiss thing and these people maybe in the Tenderloin, it's like almost an act of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Heidi Fleiss probably... You know, after she had landed her first whatever 20 people, and she charged like $10,000 for it or whatever it was, telling celebrities, you know, it's like, do you really need to be doing this anymore?
Right.
You know, but it's like now you're making a ton of money, and yeah, why not, right? You're making tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But these people down in, I mean, I don't know, like, again, I don't know anything about it, but I can only imagine that they are not really faced a lot of options.
No, that's true. That's true.
You know, and it's, I think that's kind of like the issue with the whole practice in general. You know, it's like, yeah, maybe there's not better things going on. I mean, there's better things to bust down there, but it kind of like feeds out of that sort of like culture.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, these people are so desperate, and then people are abusing other people. You know, and then attract certain people, right? Like,
right,
the kind
right.
of people that
sort
are
going to go. Predatory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And these people, you know, maybe when they're done doing their thing, they're going to go and get, you know, get high, you know, or like what,
was
whatever.
Was that the
people,
word high?
High? I don't know. It's just like, when you say I'm going to go get high, that sounds so silly to me. I don't know if people actually say that anymore, but.
You're old.
That sounds like something you do in the 80s. I'm going to go get high now.
Mm.
I'm going to go meet some ladies of the night, and then I'm going to go get high. But maybe they will do that. I don't know, you know. But, yeah, I think that's the I've heard a lot of people make the argument against, like, you know, making, oh, it's, you know, it's the old profession, and women, it's like women's rights almost, you know, and, like, it should be okay, and if it's regulated, then it'll be more safe and things like that. Mm. And, I mean, that might be true, like, and you always talk about, people talk about Amsterdam all the time.
Mm.
And, you know, maybe people in the United States are very puritanical, you know, and there is a sort of, like, moral line that people think they're, you know, they act like they're on one side of it, but in reality, we're really not, we're on that other side.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like to say, oh, we should decriminalize it, or they're just trying to make a living, or they're just trying to get by. It's hard to say that, you know.
Right.
I mean, you can't be like, well, leave them alone. They're just doing their thing. It's like, yeah, but, you know, at the same time, who wants to have, like, people hanging around their neighborhood doing this kind of stuff, you know?
That's true. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a street cleaning.
What kind of street cleaning are you talking about?
I'm not going to get it. No, not what you're thinking.
It sounds like you had a street cleaning.
Well, yeah, that was a vice squad. Anywho,